The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. I was watching a documentary on the Kennedy family, and it struck me that they really recorded a lot of their family activities in movies, in home movies. They had shots of them on sailboats and playing football in Hyannisport and all kinds of events. Going all the way back to the 30s when that was far from popular, which was radically different from my family. My family had two movies or videos of me, and they were kind of bookends. One was shortly after my birth, and one was 28 years later on the day of my ordination. Both big events in my life. But shockingly enough, I am not the star of either of those videos. At my ordination, Bishop Ontner preached to me and to those there that I was simply given the privilege of the priesthood of Jesus Christ, as we all are in our baptism, and that I wasn't doing my own thing, but I was given a share in his ministry. And it was up to me to do that as best I can, with Christ's help and guidance and in solidarity with my brother priests and the bishop all gathered there. Going back to, I think it was 10 days after my birth, it was an old Super 8 movie of my baptism. And it's only maybe 5 minutes long at the most. And you actually get to see me for about 15 to 30 seconds. The reason being is my godmother, who was holding me during that most of that time, was the focus of attention because her husband, my Uncle Carl, was the one that was videotaping. And he clearly was more enthralled with his wife than with me. But the time the camera does show me, it's in that moment where the water is being poured over my head. And the priest says, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And in both of those movies, the star of the show is Christ, offering love in abundance and pouring forth grace and the promise of life upon me. And I'm pretty sure if that old Super 8 movie, which, by the way, I had put on a video cassette because I thought that was the best technology there was, and now I don't even own a VCR anymore. But the focus that came from that, if it only had audio, because it was silent, because I'm sure if it had audio, there would have been a voice saying, "You are my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." And I don't say that because I think I'm any good. I say that because I'm fairly convinced that those very same words are said at all of our baptisms. God loves us so much that he gave the presence of his only Son to be forever tied to us in those waters. And that because the Father was pleased in his Son, he's pleased in us because his Son dwells within us. The reason why, as a church, we celebrate the baptism of the Lord this day is a reminder to us of our own baptism and how, in the mystery and joy of that sacrament, Christ becomes one with us and the Father is well pleased.